Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Look at us, back from vacation. How's everybody doing?
Good. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Let's go around the room. Give us one highlight from the last week of your vacation. Abby, let's start with you.
So it's a tradition for my family to always get a cabin in North Georgia. Like, even before I lived up here in Atlanta, like, that's just what my family has done for, like, the last 30 years. And every year, our family just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And thank God, the house finally matches the size of our family, because typically we'll get, like, this little cabin and we're all, like, squished in like little sardines and there's just nowhere to move. But we got the most beautiful house in Dahlonega with these sweeping, stunning views of the mountains and the foliage and all the leaves changing. And this is just hands down my favorite time of year in Georgia. Like, back in Florida, we don't get seasons. We get cold and we get hot. And so getting to have autumn is actually, like, really nice.
Yeah, if you hit it just right and you get to the mountains when the leaves are changing, it is stunning.
Stunning. So we went to downtown Dahlonega. We bopped around to Mauna Luce, which didn't realize that was going to be one of the best meals I've ever had in Georgia, Mauna Luce Winery. It's kind of like Italy in Georgia.
Okay.
And we just kind of bopped around as a family and, yeah, drank wine and did all the things.
Cool. How about you, Mo? Where'd you go to that you didn't tell us? This is usually how it goes.
Yeah, I went to two places. I started off in St. Martin with a few of my family, and then we met my entire family in Colorado. I would say the highlight of it was really the whole thing. It was probably the best Thanksgiving we've had as a family in a while. It was like everybody's doing well, everybody's healthy, everybody's in a good place. There were no shade, no arguments, none of that stuff when people get to drinking. It was just all in all, I think it was a time for us to all get together and enjoy each other. So it was great. The hardest part, I got to figure out something to do with Thanksgiving, because going from 90 in St. Martin to 20 and snow in Colorado,
that was
a little rough. Yeah. That was rough. But other than that, it was great.
If you want me to feel sorry for you because you started in St. Martin and in Colorado, it ain't going to happen.
No sympathy here.
None.
How about you, Cass? How was your vacation?
Took the RV down to New Orleans to visit my sister in her new house, and my family came down and we had Thanksgiving with her new boyfriend, and I got to see my cousin Alex, who I haven't seen. He lives in the UK. In years and years, and he was over for a visit, so that was really, really cool. So we had a great one.
See, this is the beauty of having that RV and living in it right now. Even though you're going through all of these tough, stressful times with the house and everything, you can take the RV, the home that you're pretty much living in, take it anywhere, and there's no transitional, there's no hotel, you know where everything is, must be an easy transition for the kids.
I gotta say, it was really nice having our own, like, home essentially to go back to at the end of the day and not having to pack or live out of a suitcase. But I did book us a spot I'll tell you about later on the fly. And okay. There was a little bit of a misstep and it has to do with our prisoners. So okay. I'll tell you about that later. So it's not all perfect.
Okay. Kristen, you pretty much chilled.
Yes. So we stayed here in Atlanta for Thanksgiving. Nobody came to see us. We didn't travel to Kentucky because we're going back there next month for Christmas. And it was just myself, Bart, and Jimmy, the three of us. So I wasn't about to do a whole bunch of cooking for, you know, three people, sure. One of who only eats nuggets and mac and cheese. So that just would have been pointless. So we went to Raise in the City downtown and mm-hmm. they did like a family style Thanksgiving, which was delicious. And we still had leftovers because I know that could be like the best part of Thanksgiving is, you know, when you have your leftovers. And then I got our early jump on the Christmas decorations. All the Christmas decorations are up. I am doing my best because, yeah, I'm a little bit of a perfectionist when it comes to decorating. And Jimmy, his attitude this year and his level of enjoyment for Christmas, because he's 3.5, soon to be 4, is like through the roof. Like he really like gets it and he's very excited. So of course he helped Mama decorate the Christmas tree, and it's very easy to tell what section Jimmy had, as these red bells were all clustered in one little spot on one little branch there at the bottom right of the tree. So every time I walk in, but I'm like, you know what, Mama, this is just a rite of passage. Yep. And I'm not going to lie, my OCD got the best of me and I moved him around, and then Jimmy came in, he goes, "Where'd all my bells go?" Like, son of a biscuit.
He's got the same OCD.
So gave him all his bells back so he can put it back. But no, it was just a really nice chill. Got a bunch of stuff done around the house. And like I said, the Christmas decorations, and it was low key and it was lovely.
Good. Amanda and I went to Buenos Aires. We went to Argentina for Thanksgiving, which I thought would be weird on Thanksgiving afternoon and night without any kind of family around, even though I've been doing it for a couple of years, traveling on Thanksgiving. But we found this Airbnb experience where they had like 15 people that came to a local house and they made turkey and they made asada and a traditional Argentinian dinner, except they threw in turkey for all the Americans that were there. So we were there with like 15 people from all over the world. It was really, really cool.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, it was really great. And I think I have a new hobby now. Also, I think I'm going to start getting a different tattoo in every country that I go to. And I started in Argentina.
What? Let's see it.
You want to see it?
Yes.
It's a little still faded a little bit, but it's like the stamp of a passport. I think I'm going to do it in every country that I'm in.
Oh, cool, dude. Yeah,
are you serious?
Uh-huh. And it's the color of the Argentinian flag. So, and it just has the date and it looks like a passport stamp.
And that's permanent.
It's pretty.
Tattoos are permanent.
They are. So I think what I'm going to start doing is just doing it on the left arm. So any country I go to, I'll just get like a little mini tattoo.
Look at you, like a human passport.
Cool. There you go. So at some point or another, the whole arm hopefully will be like one big old passport.
Are you going to do like any pass locations?
I think
you
from this
like
point.
Lil Wayne if you did that.
I think this point forward is going to be just fine.
The Burt Show.